This Memorial Day weekend that's coming up is going to be the worst in the history of Memorial Day weekend. Why? We have a military that doesn't know whether or not it has men or women or chimeras in it. We have a bunch of people in the Air Force and in the Navy that can't tell whether or not they're men or women. They sign up to completely desecrate the honorable memory of so many men and some women who have enlisted in this man's army so that they can have their private parts lopped off and sent home for the dog on Family Guy, Brian. If you go to MikeChurch.com, there's a story that I wrote, 10 years ago or so. Probably says 2021. I wrote it in 2010, so let's go 11, 12 years ago. About the origin of Memorial Day. Most people don't know. In the UK, they still have a very solemn ceremony or custom and tradition whereby there are ladies that make homemade poppies. Not puppies, poppies. Not poppies. And the poppy is the symbol of that whoever is wearing the poppy on Memorial Day is a widow. And I used to have one around here somewhere. Because someone made one when they heard me talking about it and sent it to me. But remember when we was the cheerins, if you're my age, then in the growing up in the late 1960s and early and the 1970s, we used to have every Memorial Day a parade. In our little hamlet of Virginia Beach, Virginia, or Norfolk, Virginia, wherever it was I was living at the time, one of the two. And there'd be big pomp and circumstance, and you'd look forward to the Memorial Day parade. Everyone thinks of hot dogs and apple pie, and you think of 4th of July, but I've always thought, I think of it on Independence Day, but I think of Memorial Day and the parade. And we would go downtown Norfolk, and you'd have your marching bands for your high schools, you'd have your Navy. Or your army marching band, and there would be the solemn respect for the Memorial Day dead. Now we're going to be playing solemn respects for the Memorial Day people or chimeras who have lost genitalia or have had breasts lopped off. The esprit de corps that used to run through the military is gone. Ask any man who's old school and is an officer, and they will tell you, being an officer in this man's military has very few rewards, and almost every day there is this giant yellow flashing neon sign that says, "You're not wanted here, sir. Get the hell out." So we kind of limp into this. And then where did you find the rundown of regime leader Biden's lame-o day? And by the way, I'm calling BS on that because there was no cream of wheat. There was nothing that a deranged sufferer of dementia like him could gum for breakfast. Washington Combo says, "Ooh, look at what a wonderful president does on a daily basis. He's not like Trump. He doesn't wake up and ask for a Coke and a Big Mac. He pumps iron and drinks healthy stuff." Sure he does. Wait a minute. I thought he was on the train to 610 from Scranton every morning. I'm going to meander about a couple of things here on this day because I can. And the outrage news cycle, quite frankly, sucks this week. Regime leader Biden has sucked all the life out of everything. Mike Carrigan has this at the Wall Street Journal this morning, the lost wisdom of the busy signal. How many of you Utes out there have never heard a busy signal? Almost all of you probably don't know what a busy signal is. Last time I heard a busy signal, true story, was when I was making a reservations at Keith Young's Steakhouse for the Saturday night Congress, Upon These Rocks.co Congress, Crusader Congress, big steak night soiree. When I recall Keith Young's, I would get, because they have an old analog phone, I would get a busy signal. Here's where you will never hear a busy signal at any radio station I ever worked at. You'd never hear a busy signal. Call anytime you want. I guarantee you the drive-through phone line is open. If I were permitted one phone call, my 18-year-old daughter Molly recently told me, and my life depended on that person picking up, I'd call you. How nice, thought, writes Mr. Carrigan. But she wasn't finished. Not mom. Ooh. Sure, I tend to pick up more often than Devin, my wife, does, especially when it's family calling. But unlike my daughter, I don't assume I'm being screened whenever my call goes directly to voicemail. In fact, I don't mind at all. I can't blame Molly or any other digital naive who grew up with the instant gratification expectations that smartphones engender. These cherubic callers simply have never experienced frontier justice as administered by the busy signal. Bonk, bonk. Remember that? Bonk, bonk. For them, the options have always been a successful conversation or a shot at voicemail. By contrast, most peak hour calls made in the 1980s, in my 1980s adolescence, resulted in the dreaded busy signal. Telephony's equivalent of being told, ask again later, by the then popular Magic 8 Ball. The Magic 8 Ball is also used now to determine the outcome, positive or negative, of most corona hoax PCR, RT-PCR tests. Doctor gives you a test, goes in the back room, shakes the Magic 8 Ball, waits for it to say, yep, he's corona doomed. Okay. Sorry to report to you, man, but you have the coronavirus. The busy signal wouldn't have put you through to voicemail, even if the technology had existed. The busy signal didn't care if you were the Queen of England. The busy signal told you someone had beaten you to the punch. Plain and simple, the busy signal was bigger than you. Bonk, bonk. Call waiting was just around the corner. Yeah, look, it's like Clint Eastwood says in The Mule, damn internet screws up everything. Get off my lawn. It does screw up everything. These blasted infernal devices that I use and constantly am cursing. Let me give you an example of how technology is ruining everything, including simple things like phone calls and owning a phone. I decided to protect myself while using my personal cell phone and bought access to a Switzerland-based VPN. I get mine from Proton Mail. So whenever my iPhone connects to a Wi-Fi, we have one here at the studio, It's actually going to connect to it through a what's called a proxy connection. And I've chosen Switzerland. Why? Because I trust the Swiss more than I ever will the Americans. That's why. In any event. When my phone connects, I turn it off at night. When I turn it on in the morning, first time it hits a Wi-Fi, might be at my house, but if it's here, the first thing it does is go like, oh, hi, I'm Mike's iPhone. Who are you? Oh, hi, I'm the VPN, and I'm going to connect you to Switzerland. Oh, okay, that's cool. Where should I tell Apple you're connecting from? Tell them you're not connecting from anywhere, but the relay point is through San Antonio. So never fails, the last 3 weeks, every single solitary waking hour of every day, every time that iPhone goes to sleep and I wake it up because it's connecting. Is this what happening to anyone else? And it wakes up. It then does this infernal blasted double authorization and goes like, oh, you live in Mandeville, Louisiana, and you should be connected to a Wi-Fi AT&T hotspot there, but instead you're connected to San Antonio, meaning someone stole his phone. And so 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day now, I get prompted every time that joker connects to the VPN, you have to log in. Then I get a notice on another device going like, someone else is using your iPhone and your ID and they're trying to steal it. And I go like, actually, no, it's sitting right here in my hand and I'm the one that's trying to steal it. So I went to Apple and tried to turn the darn thing off. They don't permit turning it off anymore. You used to be able to opt out of it. You can't opt out of it anymore. So, Mitty's, I'm going Brother Andre Marie and getting the Copperhead phone with a Copperhead iOS. That iPhone 6 is the last one that I will ever own. And I'll be in the market for a Google Pixel 4 that I can jailbreak and then put the Copperhead on because I'm done with these fools. I'm sick and it takes time. It's like 5, 6 times every day. I'm going like, this is my, why do I have to prove to me that I'm me? Because someone may be trying to steal your identity. I don't know why they would want to. It sucks being me. Trust me, you don't want my identity. And you certainly don't want my bank account. As a matter of fact, if you want it here, take it and put some money in it for me.
Unless you're going to add
to it. Yeah, if you're going to add some dough to it, then by all means, you can have my bank. Hey, my bank account. Take my bank account. Somebody, please take my bank account. Seriously.